This is the Happy Mama Movement, a weekly podcast dedicated to changing the conversation about what it means to be a mother and a woman in this day and age. I'm Amy Taylor Cabaz, author, mama, and former journalist. After spending 15 years chasing news and burning myself out trying to be Superwoman, I realized that I was chasing a dream that no longer served me. And since then, have dedicated myself to understanding the transition that we go through as women when our whole identity shifts with motherhood. Every week, I will bring you the very best insights and inspiration I can find to help us all change the way we feel about this time in our lives and create a movement that allows us to honor motherhood differently. Welcome back, mamas. I want to ask you, why do you not ask for more help? When you know that motherhood is meant to be a shared experience, we're meant to be raising our children together in a village. When you've been listening to my podcast and realize that the mother load, the expectations and pressure we put on women to do it all, is not right, you know that you should be able to get more help. Why do you not ask for it? This is a question that I have been facing in my own life over the last few months as I have needed more support and more help raising my children and running my business and living my life. I've had to ask for more help from neighbours, the mums at the school, friends, acquaintances, hiring babysitters, more than I have in a very long time. And I have sat with the feeling of needing to ask, which of course has brought up a lot of bigger questions that I wanted to ask you today. Of course, we find it hard to ask for help because when we look at the definition of a good mother, when we look at who we think we need to be, we're meant to be able to do it on our own. We're meant to be superwomen and supermamas. We're meant to be able to juggle the realities of 3 kids under 3 or a full-time job and 2 children or a child with special needs. We're meant to be able to do all of this and we're meant to look great as we do it. We're meant to look in control, on top of things and with a smile on our face. Perhaps, I hope, you're recognizing that that's not the truth anymore. You know that that's not how it's meant to be, and it's a lie that we've been given over and over again for generations on what it looks like to be a mother. And yet, even though we know that, we still struggle. So here's some other reasons I see in myself and in all of the hundreds of mamas I've worked with over the years of why we don't ask for help beyond the obvious but still very difficult to overcome struggles with asking because you should be able to do it. One of the things that I think we should all be really aware of is that we worry that our child might be too full on. If you have a boisterous, adventurous, loud child, then if you ask someone to pick them up, to have them for a play date, a part of you may be worrying that they'll be too much. We worry that our child would be judged. Our child is different than their child, that they'll be too full on, too loud, too messy. I've heard mamas say that they worry that their children don't eat any food when they're at playdates, that they're super fussy and they'll only ever eat yellow food, plain pasta or chicken nuggets or something like that. And so they don't want to ask for help around a meal time. Others will have children who are super busy and climb furniture and are extra loud and have that really beautiful, big, boisterous personality. And they worry that they'll be too much for anybody else to handle. So they take it all on themselves. There's also the worry of different parenting styles. I've seen this in both our concerns of reaching out to an in-law or perhaps your own parents because they do things differently now. Maybe they're stricter than you would like them to be. Maybe you have a very relaxed, easy way of parenting, and when your child goes to that house, it is a very strict experience for them. Perhaps it's the other way around. You have very strong, clear boundaries around healthy food, nap times, screen times. But when they go to someone else's house, that all disappears. And you really notice the hangover that your child has after that. I point all of this out because we have to be fully aware of the stories that we're telling ourselves and the stories that we carry within us if we're going to change the way we support ourselves. All of the things that I've just mentioned are real. We do worry about our kids standing out. We do worry that someone will look at our unique, special child and judge them. We worry that what they eat, how they'll be disciplined, the amount of screens they have, all of these things will be different than the way that we've been trying to do it at home. I get that. I see it over and over again and in my own life. One of the stories I've been telling myself is three kids is too much for anyone else to have at once. So I divvy them up, asking three different people to be able to take one child each because I don't want to burden the one person with all three, which actually makes it three times more work for me because I'm coordinating all of that instead of just reaching out to the one person and asking. So what do we do about this? We have to recognize that if we are going to ask and get the support we need, we're going to need to let go of a little bit of control. We can't control exactly what our child's experience is going to be, and we certainly can't control what others will think of us as mothers and what they will think of our children. Be extra kind to yourself as you begin to experiment with asking for more help. Recognize that there will be times where you feel judged, you feel guilty, you feel bad that you've asked for this. Recognize that grandma will do it differently, that the neighbors will just let your kid be on a screen the whole time. Weigh it up with clear minds, knowing that the answer is not to just have them yourself all the time and stretch yourself and overwhelm yourself and overburden yourself. We're going to have to let go. We're going to have to accept that there will be different ways and people will have different thoughts. But the answer to that is not to just carry it all ourselves. We can't do that. It's not good for anybody if that's the way that you're living and that's what's holding you back from asking for more help. Talk to your friends honestly. Tell them that you're worried that taking all three kids might be too much. Ask them to be honest. But keep checking in with yourself, beautiful mama. Are you holding back from asking help because you're worried others will judge you? Because you're worried that they will think badly of you or your child? And then breathe through that fear. You are doing a great job. You deserve support and help. Let go of needing to control the environment they're in all of the time. As long as they're safe, as long as it's only for a short amount of time, this is important for you and your well-being. I hope that lands somewhere inside of you today. Just have a look at why you're really not asking for more help and what you can do for yourself to turn that around. Until next week, Sat Nam.